The second point is style, which is very often not recognized by investors. There are a number of styles of investment management, the main ones being, first of all, growth investment, which, as the word says, is looking for growth, for capital accumulation, and looks for growth companies in growth industries. The second is value, which is the opposite of growth, which is conservative industries with high asset values and stable or low growing earnings. The third main style is the choice between large and small companies on the equity side. Large companies are supposed to be stable and more reliable. Small companies very often give a faster rate of growth, but are more difficult to track and manage. Another point here is when you have invested your funds, you still have to manage your portfolio, which may take up to a year to build up. There are essentially two ways to manage your portfolio. One is active management, where you buy and sell quite frequently to adapt your portfolio to your objectives and to changing market circumstances. The other one is passive investment. You buy and hold, which used to be for many years, sitting on your positions until things fundamentally changed or bonds came to maturity. This has now been developed into index-linked portfolios, which try to follow stock market or bond market indices and replicate their movements. This can be a very attractive proposition, or not, considering that these portfolios go down with the market in negative times. A final important remark is that portfolios which are composed of funds also need to be managed. You cannot buy and sit on a fund portfolio indefinitely. Funds change. They change their management, they change their quality and their objectives. Therefore, just like an ordinary portfolio, a fund portfolio has to be managed too.